Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, Madison Bottling, United Prairie Agency of Madison, Lund Implement Company of Madison, Canby Farmers Grain, R&T Manufacturing, United Prairie Bank in Madison, D&K RV Sales of Canby, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Dawson and Madison. Our fair broadcast brought to you by Norm's Machinery Repair, Tri-County Insurance, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Dawson Tire Company, Doug Service and Marine, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, NB Golf Cars, T&D Barnwood Rustics, Chad Fuller Construction, Livestock Systems, Hutt Oil Company, the Madison Liquor Store, and Black Pearl County Farm Bureau. Let's check in and see what's happening at the county fair. And the broadcast also brought to you here on Q92 by Hughes Real Estate and Auction Service, Janelle Welling, sales agent, and Old National Bank in Madison. And let's turn things over to Paul Ramo at the Chippewa County Fair.
All right, thanks, Maynard. Yeah, what a beautiful day here at the on the fairgrounds here in Montevideo, as it was yesterday for the opening of the fair. Of course, last night Johnny Holm Band was here and it brought in a great crowd. I was talking to some of the fair board members, and they can't remember. It might have been a broken attendance record for the opening day of the fair here at in Montevideo. So it was a great day yesterday. Looking forward to a great day this afternoon. The gates opened at noon today. And a full slate of activities here at the fair. And I was just over in the 4-H area. I've interviewed a couple of kids, and they're pretty excited what's going on over there. And well, you can walk through the commercial buildings. I encourage everyone to stop by the Q92 booth, register for prizes. We're giving away Mall of America package, almost a $500 value there, and Grand Theater tickets in Madison and Fiesta City Speedway tickets here in Montevideo. So register at the Q92 booth. We're located in the commercial building here on the west end of the fairgrounds. So, and join me also, it's a big day here for the health Chippewa CCM Health. That's what we're going to go. Right. I'm not going to call it the old name anymore.
No.
And Brian Lovedahl, the CEO of CCM Health, joins me here in the booth. Thanks for coming over, Brian.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You have quite a booth over there in the next commercial building.
Yeah, we have a couple of booths, actually.
A couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing a couple different things there right now. We went live with our new brand today. Today is the first day that will be known as CCM Health. The signs are already up around the organization.
Yeah.
And, of course, you'll see people walk around the fair with our new logo. Pretty hard to miss.
Yep.
And so we have a lot of information there about the new services that we have there. We have a lot of the photos of the new providers that are coming on later this fall. Our other booth, we have we're really marketing our new wellness center that's going to be opening up early 2020. So the old Coburn's building, we purchased that a few months ago. We started on the demo already, and we're going to be building that out. So we're pretty excited about that. So we have floor plans there that people can come take a look at. Some 3D renderings of what it will look like with all the equipment in there. And we actually have a registration where people can sign up and potentially win a year free membership by the end of the fair. So all they have to do is we have a treadmill and a stair stepper there. They can choose one of those, go on it for 3 minutes, and they automatically get registered in that drawing. And we will draw that at the end of the fair, so we're pretty excited about that.
All right, 3 minutes on the treadmill, that's it.
3 minutes, and you can choose your speed. So it goes up to 12 miles an hour. I would not recommend that. It also 50% incline, so we can keep it to two or three, and we're good.
All right, well, Joel Scarrow got me on that yesterday, and okay. I think I did a minute.
All right, well, then you wouldn't be registered.
I'm going to try it again today. I can do 3 minutes on the treadmill, I think.
Well, I took Joe on yesterday in the obstacle course outside.
Oh, yeah?
He beat me at that too, so I don't know.
Yeah, you have an inflatable obstacle course just outside the commercial building. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we're really looking at, especially with our new brand, really trying to promote healthy activities, and we don't want money to be an issue where people can be active. So, and that includes little things about playing and for kids to get out and play and still have fun, and we assume the cost of that inflatable obstacle course, and kids can go through there, and actually adults can go through there, because I'm not a little guy and I went through there yesterday and it didn't pop. So we're really trying to promote health and wellness and just people staying active, and I think you'll really see that moving into the future is what our organization is doing. We just opened up a community garden right outside of right east of our ambulance garage. And that's going to be, we just planted trees there last week. There's going to be, there's a bunch of different berry bushes planted. And when everything starts to produce, people can just come at their own free will and just grab what they want and, move on. So,
awesome.
Yeah, we don't want to get in a situation where people can't eat healthy because of money. And we definitely want to provide something for our community that hasn't been done before.
All right. If you're just tuning in, we're talking with Brian Lovedahl, the CEO at CCM Health here in Montevideo, and in our commercial building here at our booth, Q92 booth. Brian, tell us a little bit more about that health center. I saw the diagrams out there. What's going to be in there? That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, a better question is what's not going to be in there. So it's a huge building, and people don't realize just how big some of these grocery stores are until you take down all the interior walls. So it's 35,000 square feet, so it's actually about a third the size of our entire hospital.
Wow.
But we're going to have a walking track. It's going to be a pretty good-sized walking track. It's going to be 12 laps. It'll be a mile. We're going to have a half basketball court in there. We're going to have racquetball court, studio for yoga or spin. We're going to have, of course, your cardio area, your free weight area. We're also partnering in town with the workroom, which does more of an intense training, and they're going to be leasing some space from us, and so they're going to be providing that service to the community. Also, we're going to have some area there available to lease out to other businesses, other health-related businesses, potentially move some of our departments down there. Another area we're really focusing on is that 1 in 6 children in our area have food insecurities. And when I say food insecurities, I talk about they don't have the right food, they don't eat the right food, they don't have access to food. And a big part of that is education, that parents, that they may not know how to prepare food, how to cook food, and we're going to be definitely trying to educate people on the proper way to do that. And cooking is not difficult. It shouldn't be difficult, and we're just going to try to give people the tools in their toolbox to be able to do that.
Okay.
And there's also going to be an area where parents can drop their kids off while they work out, and there will also be a place where, under parent supervision, that children can just play. And there's going to be a large area with jungle gym type equipment, and we can rent that out for birthday parties. So we're pretty excited about what this is going to bring to the community.
Oh, that's really exciting.
Yeah.
You're really moving CCM healthier forward.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. We want to get out of the business of just being a place where people come when they're sick. We really do want to partner in keeping people well, and we want them to live their life the way they want to live it. And we just want to help people along their way. And like I said, give people the tools in their toolbox to help them with that.
Okay, really good, Brian. I appreciate that. This is a great fair here in Montevideo, isn't it?
Yeah, and you mentioned earlier about the attendance yesterday. So I was here last year. I've only been with CCM Health now for a little more than a year. But I was here last year on the first day, and I think we probably had 3 people by our booth.
Yep.
And yesterday, we probably had 100 or 200 by our booth. So we're really excited to see what the rest of the week does, and the weather's beautiful, so we're pretty excited.
Yeah, I should ask you, tell us a little bit about yourself. You're just fairly new here to Montevideo.
So I've just been here a little over a year. I originally grew up in North Dakota, where all things great start. In northwest North Dakota, small town called Tioga. That was where I was born and raised, and went to college in North Dakota, and then just most recently, I was the CFO out in western Wisconsin, a town called Baldwin.
Okay.
So it was pretty much a metro area, very close to the Twin Cities. And, so I was fortunate enough to get the CEO position out here. My wife and I could not be happier to be a part of the community.
Yeah, and you're expecting tell us about that. That's exciting.
I'm not expecting. My wife is. She is about 28 weeks along. We have identical girls on the way, so my life is going to change a little bit. Power life, I guess.
Dramatically, I would say.
Yes, absolutely. But we couldn't be more excited.
Awesome. That's great news. So, Brian, thanks for joining me here in the booth. I appreciate that. And, of course, a fine advertiser here on Q92, CCM Health now.
There you go.
Got to get used to saying that.
We'll give you a couple mistakes, but that's about it.
Okay. Thanks, Brian.
Yep. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yep. That's Brian Lovedahl, CEO here at CCM Health, just launching their new brand and their new name today. So I encourage you to stop by their booth, here in the commercial building just next to us here at Q92, in our Q92 booth. So visit with them. All right. Back to you, Maynard.
Our broadcast from the area county fairs this year brought to you in part by Heartland Motor Company of Morris, Fiesta City Liquor, Montevideo, the House of Spirits in Appleton, Chippewa County, Montevideo Hospital, Grace Haven Assisted Living Madison, Neon Needles Dawson, Hometown Flooring and Blinds in Hancock, and Hair Razor and Cane in Madison. Be sure to get out and have some fun at your county fair.